This is the third very warm welcome to all of you. Before we start, may I invite you to look all the way around this room and notice the people that are here. And we have here around, we have here around 70 people from 25 different countries. And you are all interested in our topic. At least you showed up here in the circle. And notice the people to your right side, to your left side, behind you. And you will see people that you know for a long time. You have been working together on several locations, or you work in the same organization, or you met in other conferences. And other people are completely new to you. And you may think of, this person looks pretty interesting. He's even smiling. I better get in touch with him later on. One thing is pretty clear. This room now is full of hidden treasure. Think of the 2,315 years of life experience gathered here in the room. And think of the 1,285 years of experience in union work, campaigning, and so on and so forth. Or think of the 80 mobile libraries that are here in the room, the books that we all read. So it's full of treasure. And we can consider ourselves during the course of the day on a treasure hunt. And while you look around, you can think of, which of the treasure I have would I like to offer, to give away, and which of the treasure I would like to discover with the other people. And this type of exchange is actually the bottom line of our work for today and tomorrow. The theme is pretty clear. It's given there. Decent work for youth, lost in globalization. And we heard already the story of the title and how did it emerge. And we will use this funny little thing called open space. And you may actually ask yourself, how does it function? We have this empty wall over there, which is our agenda. And as you can see, there's nothing on it yet. But in 20 minutes or so, I will invite each and every one of you to identify any area or issue that you have some passion for, you are interested in, and willing to take responsibility for. If you have such an issue, and this is an invitation, so nobody has to. If you have such an issue, you come here to the center, grab a piece of paper and a marker, and write it down shortly. No PhD dissertation, please. And sign your name on. And then you come here to the microphone and say, my name is, and my issue is. And then you select a time and a place where you would like to have your session. And we have 5 time slots and 6 breakout areas. And you may think, I had a long-distance overnight flight. I'm tired in the morning, so I better pick the afternoon session. And you put it on your paper, and it goes here on the wall according to the color. You turn to your seat, and others will come up and bring their issues. And this is how we create our agenda for today. And each issue that is up on the wall is a reason for a small group of people to meet, to discuss, and also to produce a little notes or a brief record of what was discussed. And I have here the cover sheet of the Book of Proceedings. And as you can see, there's nothing in between yet, but tomorrow afternoon, this will be a book that you can actually read. And we will also transform it into a PDF file And you will receive next week a link where you can download the copy. And then you can also show it to other colleagues and can follow up what is in it. Part of the book is also the so-called contact list. It's over there at the entrance. And we invite you, if you wish to stay in contact with the people here in the room, to provide your contact details and the way how to contact you by email or Skype or Facebook or so. And so that gives you a chance to be actually in touch with the people here in the room after the conference. Open space, as open as it is, has in fact four principles, one law, two creatures, and one admonition. They're all here given on the wall. First one is here. Whoever comes are the right people. And this is about you. So you have been interested in that meeting. You traveled some of your long distance, crossing an ocean or two, to come here to Berlin. And that makes you the right people for that topic. And it's also the invitation not to think of the people that could not come. So that distracts our attention from the people here, and we focus on the people here in the room. Second is over here. Whatever happens is the only thing they could have. So, and this is about the situation where you, when you come to a meeting with a full agenda, and you work hard, but in any case, you cannot accomplish everything, and then you get frustrated. And when you're frustrated, you lose sight of the thing that did get accomplished. So if you have a full agenda, do yourself a big favor and trash it. So, and then we focus on the thing that actually happened, and this is normally more than enough. Third one, whenever it starts, it's the right time. And we experienced a little example of it. So some colleagues arrived, we thought they are late, but they're not late, they're on a different time scale. So this is true for everybody, actually. And it's also, when we meet here at 3:45, that doesn't mean that at 3:45, the brilliant idea shows up. Sometimes we need to wait a little bit for the brilliant idea, and because they have their own schedule. Fourth one, when it's over, it's over. And this is about when I have with my group 1 hour and 15 minutes, and after 20 minutes, we did everything that we could, then we have anyway the tendency to stay in that room, and more often than not, we destroy the good results in the second part when we continue talking about it. So here in Open Space, please don't waste your time. When it's over, it's over. So, and then you quit your group and go to a more productive place. It could be a cup of coffee. It could be a walk in the park, which is beautiful. I did it this morning. It's over there. Or you go to your hotel room, have a nap. But don't waste your time. Equally true is, when it's not over, it's not over. This means when I have an hour and 15 minutes with my group, and we work for an hour or so, la-la, and in the last 15 minutes, it starts to get really juicy. Then it's the invitation also to continue this and to bring things to an end that just started. There might be another group pushing in your room, but we have enough space here to arrange for that. Yes, and then we have the law. It's over there. It's called the law of mobility. And this translates as follows. Whenever I find myself in a situation where I can neither learn nor contributing, I do this hugely complex exercise. Watch me. I take one foot ahead of the other, and I keep walking. So I honor a group with my absence when I neither learn nor contributing. And this law does at least four beautiful things that I'm aware of, maybe more. First, It makes it exquisitely clear who is responsible for my learning. It's me. I'm the only person in charge of the 2 feet. Huh? Second, it takes care of the egotist. You know, the type of person that I tell you the truth and nothing but the truth and you will sit down and listen until I'm done. I know we don't have any of those here in the room, fortunately. But in the chant they show up, it has an amazing impact if the group walks out. It might be a little bitter pill, but it's very effective. And the likelihood or the chance that the group can walk out is normally sufficient enough to keep them in line. And then we have, of course, these two creatures, bumblebees and butterflies. Bumblebees, that are those of you who can't stay in one place for a long time. So they're buzzing and buzz out and they grab a half-baked idea here, bring it to another group, and then they continue working. And at the end of the day, they have something that works. And bumblebees in open space do exactly what bumblebees do in nature. They cross-pollinate. Important function. Excuse me. Butterflies, totally different. Butterflies you will meet at the coffee area. And these are people or outside or in the garden or the park. And these people are not very actively involved in the action here. But anyway, they have an important function. So butterflies are centers of inactivity. So there's nothing planned, but they provide a lot of space where new ideas can surface or emerge or manifest. So, and if you meet a butterfly, it's also good to get in touch with them, start a conversation, and more often than not, that also contributes to our issue. And there can emerge lifelong relationships and whatsoever. So you better watch out. The last thing we have is the admonition, and you saw it at the entrance. Be prepared to be a surprise. And this is, if you came to this meeting with a certain set of expectations, you better trash it. So expectations in open space can easily turn into limitations. A few more technical things and then I'm done. We arranged here 6 breakout areas. They are all indicated with a symbol. We have wave and spiral and triangle in net area behind the wooden wall. And we have over there fish and sun and star breakout areas in net zone. And all these breakout areas are equipped with equipment. You find paper and marker and whatsoever, what you normally need for a session. And the work there is totally self-organized. So there's nobody directing you what to do. So, and if you announce an issue here on the wall, it's your responsibility to be there at the right time, in the right place, and you start a conversation with the people that show up. It doesn't mean you deliver a speech or give a presentation. It's just you have a question and would like to discuss this question with the others. Your responsibility as a convener of a session is also to take care of the reporting. You find these report sheets in the breakout areas, and they are very simply structured. It's the title in above, and then there's some space to fill in the issue that you're discussing, and then it says what happened. So you give a brief record of your discussion, and down there you give the names of the convener and the participants. And you don't have to do it by yourself, of course, as a convener. You can ask other people to do it, but anyway, it has to be done. And after each session, you please deliver your report at the office over there, where the registration was. And we will then take in the reports enlarge them to A3 format and display them in the gallery in the coffee area. So everybody can read what happened in the other groups where I have not been a part of. And in the end, this is also the content of the documentation that you will receive next week. The schedule says that we have 5 breakout sessions today, 11:15, and between one and the first session there is a little more time for a little lunch at 12:30. Then we have 1:15, 2:30, 3:45, and 4:45. And at 5:45, we gather again here in the circle for a little, how do we feel? So evening news, we call that, a little time for announcements for 15 minutes or so. And at 6 o'clock, there will be a snack provided here. And then you depart to the other venue where the evening event is happening. Tomorrow, we meet again at 9 o'clock here. And we have time till 12:30 for a little, we call it action planning, so outlook. What happened after the event? What are the initiatives that we would like to take? And by 1 o'clock, we are done. Habe ich was vergessen? Okay, now is the time for you to think of any area or issue that you would like to talk about, that you have some real passion for, and are willing to take responsibility for. If you have such an issue, come to the center, grab a marker and a piece of paper, write it down shortly, sign your name on, and put it on the wall. Select your time and space where you would like to talk about it. If you don't have any issue, we will watch the empty wall for the rest of the day. The space is open and it's up to you.